USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is sending the annual presidential budget proposal to Congress. The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. A Georgetown University law student is among the 8 Americans killed in a plane crash in Ethiopia. A classmate and friend of Cedric Asiavigwa says he had a fear of flying.
Well, he actually expressed that he has a fear of planes. It was almost surreal getting that email because it was what he had feared when he was talking to us about flying. So that was really hard.
Asiavigwa was killed shortly after the plane took off from Ethiopia's capital yesterday morning. All crew members and passengers died in the plane crash. President Trump tweeted his approval of making daylight savings time permanent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The national average for gasoline is now at the highest level in over 3 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That national average is now at $2.48 a gallon, up 5 cents from last week. Patrick Nahan of GasBuddy.com tells us California had the highest at $3.31, while Texas was tied with Mississippi with the lowest at $2.21. Some states had dramatic increases.
The biggest weekly jump happening in Indiana, where prices raced up by 14 cents a gallon, followed by West Virginia, where prices rose 11 cents, and Ohio, where prices rose 10 cents on average.
I'm John Clemens.
The Social Security Administration has its eye on people's social media posts in an effort to crack down on attempted fraud. For example, a person may be claiming disability benefits because of a back injury, but then they're shown playing baseball or golfing in a picture posted on Facebook. Supporters say this is a good way to crack down on fraud. Meanwhile, opponents say there's no way to know when the photo was actually taken. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Milwaukee will host a Democratic National Convention in the year 2020. Wisconsin is a key battleground state where President Trump won back in 2016. A plane crash in Ethiopia has the entire industry taking precautions. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Many airlines around the globe are now grounding their Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes after the crash of one of them in Ethiopia yesterday. An Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8. It killed 157 people, including 8 Americans. One example, the Ministry of Transportation in Indonesia has ordered the planes there to be grounded. Here in the States, Southwest and American Airlines use them, and both say they're confident in the plane and won't be grounding theirs.
There's a new record breaker topping the box office this weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number two this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number three, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4, and Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.